Helping your baby at the doctor. One of the hardest things to do as a parent of a very new infant is to take your baby in to the pediatrician for immunizations. Babies do not like to be immunized, and mommies and daddies dread it too. There are ways you can handle this, however, so that your baby has the best chance of quickly recovering from her experiences there. If you help your baby recover in the ways we outline here, she'll be less likely to become afraid every time she steps into the doctor's office. Babies are built to be handled by people who've established a relationship with them, by tuning in with them, talking to them, introducing themselves, and allowing the baby time to get used to how they look and how they sound. This is true of infants, even infants just a few days old. But doctors and nurses are on a tight schedule, and they're used to seeing lots of babies every day. Their tasks, weighing and measuring and checking ears and eyes and giving vaccination, need to be done with some speed. And the pressures on doctors and nurses mean that they often forget that they're with little people. They may work as if they were handling a piglet rather than your precious baby. So you have to take charge of the interaction. If you take charge with confidence, saying what you want, the doctor or the nurse is likely to be guided by your wishes. So you can say something like, "I'd like to ask you to just talk to Jesse for a moment before you take him in to be weighed. That way he won't be startled." Then introduce your baby to the nurse. "Jesse, this is Nurse Maria. She's going to weigh you, and I'm going to be right here." Your baby may still startle at the feel of the hard metal scale, or may startle at being measured and examined. If so, let the nurse or doctor do what's necessary, but narrate what's going on to your little one. "Jesse, they're weighing you. It's only going to last a minute. I'm right here." The nurse or doctor may not understand why you're talking to your baby or asking them to talk to him. Medical schools don't always train their doctors and nurses on the latest in what we understand about infants' minds and what they can process. Only 20 years ago, medical schools were teaching that babies didn't actually feel pain. So the medical establishment has a little catching up to do to the awareness that parents actually have around their babies. When you're talking to your baby and narrating what's going on, the things you say don't necessarily make sense word by word in your baby's mind. But the fact that you're there, the fact that you're talking to him, the fact that your voice is calm, all of that helps your baby stay oriented and stay confident in a challenging situation. It's good to take charge of any painful process that has to happen for your baby's sake. If he needs to be immunized, hold him in your arms for the injection. If the examination is going to be painful, stand close and hold his hand. Again, talk to him while it's happening. Tell him it'll soon be over. And stay listen. Offer him a good view of your kind and loving face. Offer him your warmth. And listen, simply listen to all his feelings. He'll be much better off if he can tell you how he feels now and not have to store any of his fear or his sense of insult away in his mind. He's built to let all those feelings out the moment he's upset, and that instinct is a healthy one. He's not in harm's way while he's crying. He's recovering. The insult, the injection, or the frightening exam is over, or it will be over in a moment. What's left is in his mind, and it's a confusion. It's an insult. His mind got overwhelmed by the pain or the surprise, and his radar told him, "I'm threatened, I'm threatened, I'm threatened." Now he's letting go of the stress of that sense of danger and that helplessness, but it's already passed. All he needs now is your attention. You offer love. You listen. Slowly but surely, as he cries, he recovers his sense that all is well. It might take him 5 minutes of hard crying to feel safe enough to relax. Some babies, especially those who've had earlier medical emergencies or painful births, will cry a lot longer than 5 minutes because an injection or a surprising exam kicks up big feelings about that earlier experience that he has had to store away. And so he'll get some mileage out of a small thing or a difficult thing happening. He'll go back and clear out much harder things that happened earlier in his life by crying and using your attention well. So don't worry if your baby cries for half an hour or more. That's still healthy and it's helpful. Your baby will feel refreshed and encouraged afterwards, as long as you can keep letting her know that all is well, that your baby's made it through. Don't worry too much about the staff at the doctor's office or the clinic. They're used to crying infants. It may be unusual for them to see a parent who's staying calm and listening rather than fussing and pulling out pacifiers or the bottle to quiet their child. But you have to do your own way of things. You're your baby's guide through a difficult experience. Guide well, guide calmly. Babies were born to cry their tension away, and you can be confident that listening well is going to build your baby's confidence in you and in the goodness of the world around him. Thanks a lot for listening.